Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announced Friday that the FAA would be able to keep 149 low-activity contract towers open through the end of the fiscal year. That includes the tower in Nashua, which was originally on the list of towers slated to close in June because of across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester. LaHood says the recently enacted Reducing Flight Delays Act of 2013 gave the FAA flexibility to transfer money in its budget to end employee furloughs and keep the towers open. In a statement released after the announcement, U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte said she welcomed the news that the FAA was reversing its decision. She called the tower critical to air traffic safety in New England. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.